Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder and executive director of Ware's Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at pastorwood.org. And now, here's your host, Jim Wood.
Last evening, we started a series on marriage, and I hope that you're going to find these messages encouraging. Even if you're a single person, this should give you a better biblical understanding of what God says about the relationship that we're supposed to have with our spouse in the context of our relationship with Him. God bless you as you listen. Let me read a passage from 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3. This is God's word. "Wives, in the same way, be submissive to your husbands, so that if any of them do not believe the word, they may be won over without words by the behavior of their wives, when they see the purity and reverence of your lives. Your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as braided hair and the wearing of gold jewelry and fine clothes. Instead, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. For this is the way the holy women of the past, who put their hope in God, used to make themselves beautiful. They were submissive to their own husbands, like Sarah, who obeyed Abraham and called him her master. You are her daughters if you do what is right and do not give way to fear. Husbands, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives and treat them with respect as the weaker partner and as heirs with you of the gracious gift of life, so that nothing will hinder your prayers. Finally, all of you, live in harmony with one another. Be sympathetic. Love as brothers. Be compassionate and humble. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult, but with blessing, because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing. For whoever would love life and see good days must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from deceitful speech. He must turn from evil and do good. He must seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil." May God add his blessing to this reading from his holy and inspired word. Well, once again, rather a lengthy section there about how women are supposed to behave, and it involves submission. That's something that is just so countercultural. The world just doesn't understand that. We wouldn't have to be told that if it came naturally. You understand? I mean, if you're looking at that and saying, "Well, I'm just not wired that way." Well, if these folks were wired that way, they wouldn't have had to be told this. We're not told that this is the way it's supposed to be because that's just a patriarchal society, and more primitive times, that's the way people operated. Now we know better. No. This is God's pattern. But it's interesting that what he describes is the vanity of vanities. You remember in the book of Ecclesiastes, it talks about, you know, things being vanity, It means it's in vain. It's not going to work. When I was a preschooler, I was wanting to ask my mom a question about a woman who worked in the preschool department at our church. And I couldn't remember the woman's name. And so I said to my mom, Mom, what's the name of the lady who looks like rice? Mother said, what? And I said, you know, she works at the church and she looks like rice. And my mother said, Pansy Bingham. And I said, yes, Mrs. Bingham. Now, I was a little preschooler. I couldn't remember the woman's name. But every time I looked at this lady's face, she was an older lady. Every time I looked at her face, it was as white as a bowl of rice, and it was covered with all these little wrinkles. That's just the way that her skin had aged. And so where some people have sort of long lines, she had countless little bumps almost. It wasn't a disfigurement. It was just a very ancient face that looked to a preschooler like a bowl of rice. Now, my mother kind of laughed. She said, well, don't ever tell her that she looks like rice. I said, no, I just couldn't remember her name. Now, that was when I was a preschooler. I still remember Pansy Bingham because she was one of the most beautiful, lovely, gracious, joyful people in my life as a preschooler. Okay? I wasn't saying that to insult her. I was saying it to describe her, and apparently it worked. She did look like a bowl of rice, but she was all smiles and her eyes were sparkling. She was a joyful Christian who loved being around little kids and helping take care of them. I love Pansy Bingham, and even though I don't look forward to being hand in hand in heaven, I look forward to seeing her. I know she's going to be there because she loved Jesus, and it showed. Now, some of us age sooner than others, but what Peter says and what God says through the Apostle Peter is, be submissive, wives, be submissive to your husbands, so that if any of them don't believe the word, they may be won over without words by the behavior of their wives when they see the purity and reverence of your lives. Your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as braided hair and the wearing of gold jewelry and fine clothes. Instead, it should be that of your inner self. And note this phrase, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. How many of you ladies would like for your beauty to be unfading? Okay? Would that be a really good thing? Now, we live in Sevier County. Sevier County's most famous resident is someone who talks very openly about her numerous plastic surgeries. Dolly has had so much work done that it's amazing, and she affords the best, okay? But one of these days, if Dolly lives long enough, she's not going to look like Dolly, despite all the work of all the plastic surgeons. Right? And some people think, you know, I could be really beautiful and appealing if I had her money. As she says, it costs a lot of money to look this cheap. That's Dolly's description. Here's the thing. You want beauty that's not going to fade. Your spouse, if your spouse is wise, will prefer beauty that's not going to fade. Beauty that doesn't fade is beauty that comes from within. You don't have to look like a bowl of rice. But it was the smile and the sparkling eyes, the joy in Pansy's face that I still remember in my 60s. She was a person who loved the Lord and radiated it. That doesn't fade away. An elderly lady in our church in Chatham up on Cape Cod years ago always had a smile. She was always joyful. And it wasn't because her life was easy. When I was about to do her husband's funeral and I was talking with her and saying, is there anything you want me to be sure and share? She said, well, I don't want you to share this, but now that he's gone, I would like to be able to tell someone. And since you're my pastor, I'll tell you. She said, we were a young couple. We had one child. And my husband was working for the electric company. And he was struck by lightning. And they didn't know if he was going to live. But he did. And yet he was never able to be a husband to me physically from that point on. And so we lived together as good friends. And he was a good man. But she said, I had one little baby. And from the time of his accident forward, we never had a physical relationship because he couldn't. And she said, I know God loves us. And I know God has a plan. But she said, in many ways, I feel like I've been a widow all these years. Wow. I had no idea. That was something that she had not told her family. It was something she had not told previous pastors. She waited until in his 80s, he went to be with the Lord. And then she felt like, I just need to get this off my chest. I just need to tell somebody because this has been hard. Let me tell you something. It didn't keep her from being joyful. It didn't keep her from loving her husband and honoring him. All those years that she was married to him, she honored him. And if you saw them together, you'd say they were sweethearts, even in their 80s. But that kind of beauty doesn't fade. That's not something you have a certain amount of money in order to afford. All the gold jewelry, all the pearls, all the hairdos. I told our congregation in Atlanta, we had a rather affluent congregation in Atlanta, and I told them one time looking out at the congregation, I said, you all are as good looking as money can buy. And they laughed. We had former beauty queens and all kinds of folks who had spent a great deal of money in order to look as good as possible. But it all fades. It all fades. After a while, it looks almost ridiculous. Right? You've seen that. What are you focused on? What are you thinking is going to make you beautiful? What are you thinking is going to make you look good? It's character. It's your relationship with the Lord displayed in obedience to Him, in humility, in submission. That is what is really beautiful, and it does not fade.
Hi, this is Jim Wood. I'm very grateful for the privilege of teaching God's Word now for over 40 years. I've seen firsthand the power of the gospel, changing lives for eternity. My wife and I have been blessed with 7 children, 4 of them adopted. Each one is unique, but all of them are ours. In our travels to other countries, we've seen again and again that the human heart is the same everywhere. And everywhere we go, Jesus is the only one who can save. I hope that these broadcasts are an encouragement to you, and I want to ask you to take a few moments to encourage us. I want to ask you to do 3 things, in fact. First, please visit our website, pastorwood.org, and learn more about our work. Second, please pray for us that we will remain faithful and that God will continue to use us to spread His word around the world. And finally, if the Lord prompts you to do so, please support us financially. We are depending on our listeners to stand with us, and we're praying for God to bless you.
To step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown where Jesus is.
And husbands, and he's holding out his hand. In the same way, please note that phrase. In the same way, just as the wife should be focused on the inner person, cultivating spiritually her walk with God, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives and treat them with respect as the weaker partner and as heirs with you of the gracious gift of life so that nothing will hinder your prayers. In the same way, be considerate. Be considerate. Years ago, I got a phone call from a person who had come to do volunteer work here at the ranch. And at that time, my wife and kids and I were commuting to and from Knoxville on Sundays in order to hear a tremendous preacher by the name of John Wood, who was preaching at Cedar Springs Presbyterian Church. Happens to be my brother, now retired. We would drive back and forth, and when these folks came to volunteer here at the ranch, they decided that they would go there for church too. So these folks went with us to Cedar Springs, and week after week they sat there and heard, it was wonderful worship music, and then it was wonderful sermons week after week. And after months of attending there, this guy said to me on the phone, "I want you to know that my wife has really been deeply hurt by your conduct. And I have tried to tell her you're not intentionally being cruel to us. You're just inconsiderate." I said, "I'm so sorry. What are we talking about?" He said, "All those Sundays that we've gone with you to that church, you have never introduced us to your brother." I said, "I am so sorry. I had no idea that you wanted to meet my brother, much less that you would want me to make the introduction." "Well, I didn't go up and talk to my brother most Sundays. I'm not sure I ever went up and talked to my brother during the time that those folks visited that church with us. But if I had thought for a split second, these folks would really love to meet my brother, but they're not going to feel free to just go up and introduce themselves. Why don't you offer to introduce them?" I would have done it. I wouldn't have minded a bit. But I had no idea what was in their mind. You understand? And so I didn't do it. And every week, week after week after week after week, that dear woman felt slighted. He's ashamed of us. He doesn't want to be seen with us. He doesn't want to introduce us because I guess he just doesn't like us that much. Okay. I hope that you will share my assessment of that situation as being unreasonable expectations on their part that they had a responsibility to communicate early on. I hope you see it that way. That's definitely the way I see it. My response was, I am so sorry. Because I genuinely was. I was very sorry to think that all these months they were thinking, why doesn't he introduce us? I wouldn't have minded introducing them. That's no problem. But it was a huge problem because it was not communicated. You understand? I'm telling you this because you may be married to someone who has a very different read on some situation or some dynamic than you do. Once you get to know what this person is thinking, you need to begin to assess, I should perhaps ask about this. Maybe I should, I'll just tell you, guys, go ahead. And you need to not only ask her questions, you need to listen for the answers and not ridicule something that you think is silly or whatever. I like what Jeff Allen, the comic, says about women speaking in code. It tends to be true. Women not only speak in code, but they try and interpret what men are saying. The one thing that most wives believe about what men are saying is that we don't really mean what we say. And so I've got to figure out, as the wife, what did he really mean by that? And if you rule out the possibility that we may have meant what we said, guaranteed misunderstanding. Okay? You're not going to arrive at the alternative meaning because there wasn't an alternative meaning. But the wife often, just because that's the way that women tend to be wired, okay? It's not a criticism, it's a description. There are many, many, many things that women are better at than men. But there is a tendency on the part of women to try and figure out, what does he really mean? What did she really mean? Right? What was she really thinking? She said this, but I know why she really said that. Okay? I know what she really meant. I know what she's really up to, etc. And so Jeff says, you know, she asks me questions like, are these your underpants in our bedroom floor? And he says, well, they better be. Okay? Because if not, I've got some questions. But see, she didn't mean that she didn't know whose underwear it was. What she meant was, why did you leave your underwear in the middle of our bedroom floor instead of putting them in the hamper where they belong? Right? That's what she meant. But see, we don't think that way. I mean, to us, the question was, are these your underwear in the middle of the bedroom floor? The answer to that is yes. The reason it says live with your wives in an understanding way is because you gotta know they're different than we are, fellas. Okay? And that's not a problem. But a lot of men are just absolutely flummoxed by the fact that women are different.
That's all the time we have for today, but we hope that you're enjoying this talk. Be sure to tune in next time, Lord willing. We'll bring you the conclusion. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, please pray for us and consider making a contribution to allow us to continue to care and minister to children from crisis family situations here at Ware's Valley Ranch. For more information on this ministry, please call us at 866-41-ABIDE or visit our website, wvr.org. You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments you want to make, I want to invite all of you to contact us at 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE, or contact us on the web at pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org.